Welcome to the Dating Women Radio Show, featuring the coaching of Doc Love, the man that changed the lives of thousands around the world in his lifetime. His legacy continues weekly on this show. Here is your host, Jeff Stevens.
Hey, thanks for being here. It is your free segment of the weekly Doc Love Club show, courtesy of docloveclub.com. And this is from November 25th, 2020. Don't forget that you can get a sale at doclove.com. Look at the top. It's the mega content sale. You can get the system, also known as the Dating Dictionary, which has changed the lives of thousands around the world. You can get it in audio form or electronic form, the written version, for a very special price. So check that out. Sale ends December 31st, 2020. Now, in this segment, is she a woman that he can take seriously? That's what he wants to know. Doc is going to break it down for him. Plus, Doc talks about the power of saying no in a relationship. Let's get right into your free segment from November 25th, 2020.
Well, I got a situation for you, Doc. Seems like I've been sitting around, you know, dating with, like, you know, four or five girls on right now.
Speak slowly and speak louder.
Okay, well, I've been dating these girls, like, rotating them, like four or five of them at the exact.
Good.
There's one in particular. I guess she has a situation, but the thing is, like, when I'm around her, it's like she's been sending me a whole bunch of emails, and then when I send them back, I'll send, like, something funny or something positive, but I stop them after a while. And then,
Just tell her, hey, save it for the date next Thursday. I don't want you guys messaging and emailing.
Yeah,
I don't. When you talk to a girl, it's to get the date, and I don't want any communication between that. And when these women are coming to you with phone calls and emailing, you got to get around it.
As like with the phone calls, I limit them to like a specific like dates, whatever, after a little small conversation or anything like that. The thing is, like when I come over there, well, I mean, the more so now is like when I come over on a Sunday, which I make a date for.
Yeah.
Like she's walking around in a t-shirt and underwear on. You know, I'm not paying attention to her. It's like she's doing.
Yeah, you act like she's wearing three parachutes.
Right.
No big deal. That's right.
Yeah, but this last Sunday, she came by, gave me like two cards, and cooked me breakfast. You know.
She's doing all this for you?
Yes.
Guys, this is called a giver. The other kind of girl who's a taker says, well, where are you taking me to lunch?
Right.
Exactly. Good. You got to give her, right.
And yeah,
you got to give her the dresses right. What else?
Yeah, it's like when I'm going out with her, it's like one time she invited me over to her family's house, and then like whenever cooking barbecue, I make it a point to like remove myself, make it to the next room, and then she'll follow me to another room.
You're testing her, yeah.
Yeah, and then it's like when I'm bike riding, things like that nature. It's like...
Yeah, you like her personality?
Yes.
Are you physically attracted to her?
She's a nine.
Oh, she's a nine. Oh, very good, very good.
Yes.
So what's your question? It sounds like everything's going good.
Okay, here it goes. The situation is, like, that Sunday, well, actually that Monday morning, it's like a... That's what I told you about my uncle stole that book of mine. But I slept in the other room, in the front room. And even though I play with her kids often, it's like I woke her up in order to lock her door, you know, for her to lock her door so I can leave, go to work.
Yeah.
And, you know, I sat there talking to her, whatever. She asked for a massage. And I sat there, you know, backed off a little bit. You know, it's like, you know, I got her off of it. But she asked again. I was like, well, might as well send her up. So... And giving her a massage, found out, like, you know, she had nothing on. But, besides that, you know, just...
Please, keep this clean. This is a religious Sunday morning.
Yeah, I'll keep it clean. But it's like...
Yeah.
There were a few attempts where she tried to get something going, but I would resist.
Good. Now you're saying no.
Yes.
Yeah, you got to say no when you're married. If more married men would turn down their wives sexually, they'd have a higher interest level in their wives.
Right.
But that thought never, ever enters their minds.
Right. And it's like during this whole thing, it's like I'm just backing off. I keep it professional, so I keep it back off. And it's like when I was done, I sat back in the seat, and then she was like, want to talk a bit more. And it's like, well, you know, you don't have to go. I mean, you can stay here. I said, well, I had to get to work because, you know, I had to make my money and everything. I had bills.
Now, you don't explain. This is what you say in the future. I'm busy and I got a split.
Right.
Had a fun time. Give her a kiss and get out of there.
Yeah, so
you're spending too much time there. You want to get out of there.
So, like, on the way out, just like she wanted, so, well, you know, can I get a hug or something like that? And I said, well.
Did you say, if I give you a hug, what do I get back? What do I get out of it? Like Mickey Rourke, that's what he said. What do I get out of it?
All right, that's the one I
love.
You
got to keep it funny and light. Remember, going to the movie stars.
Now, the point is, like, she does, like, she is seeing somebody, but it's like.
Wait, hold it. What is she seeing somebody?
Uh-oh, things were going pretty well for this guy, but as you can hear Doc's reaction there, there could be a big problem, and you're going to hear Doc break it down for him as we finish up this call. And you also missed in the show from November 25th, 2020, about an hour of audio. Can you turn a work situation into romance? Doc is going to answer that question for a caller. Plus, why being a people pleaser is no good, especially in dating, and having patience is the key to women. There is so much more to this show, about an hour of audio, like I said. Plus, when you join the Doc Love Club, you get access to hundreds of hours of audio and hundreds of articles that cover every conceivable dating situation. It all grows weekly. Check it out at DocLoveClub.com. On this page is a convenient link to the November 25th, 2020 show that you can get directly to after you join. Thank you so much for being here. See you next week.